This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 24th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to sign up for our Defender Virtual Conference. It goes live on the web on November 4th. Details before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, King Xi. On Sunday, Xi Jinping formally announced a third term as president. This is unprecedented. The only other Chinese communist leader to serve three terms is essentially the founder of the modern state of China, Mao Zedong. Xi Jinping now elevated to roughly the same status in Chinese history as Mao. This occurred Sunday. The Chinese Communist Party's Politburo Standing Committee, as it was announced as well, Xi re-elected as general secretary of the party. This new lineup, according to observers, hand-picked by Xi, showing that he prizes loyalty over expertise and experience. Guys who are going to follow his direction rather than people who know what they're doing, who may choose to disagree. This followed the week-long party meeting in Beijing. More than 2,300 delegates elected various leadership groups and gave Mr. Xi a new mandate, really, over the party. This is a break from decades-long tradition. According to the CCP's, rules, if you're over the age of 67, you need to stand down and go into retirement, but Xi is 69 and shows no sign of leaving office anytime soon. Again, no other leader of the Chinese Communist Party has served a third term other than Mao Zedong. Now, interestingly, a bit of drama at the closing session of the Chinese Communist Party Congress, as former President Hu Jintao, who preceded Xi in office, was escorted out of the meeting. He'd been seated just to Xi's left when a couple of party officials came and took him by the arm and led him out. Now, I've watched a video of this. It didn't appear that Mr. Hu wanted to go, but according to the official Xinhua news agency, Hu insisted on attending the closing session. He's 79 years old, so he's not a young man anymore. He's looking increasingly frail, but whether or not he left of his own accord is unclear. According to Xinhua, he wasn't feeling well. Topic number 4, Boris and Rishi. The political situation in the United Kingdom continues to provide some great entertainment here in the U.S. It's not to say ours is better, just different. Anyway, Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak are reported to have held a summit over the weekend over a power-sharing agreement that would have Johnson restored to power, with Sunak getting a top cabinet position. Now, since Sunak's resignation over the summer is one of the things that precipitated Johnson being removed as the head of the Conservative Party in the UK, this would involve both men compromising. It's not clear that their three-hour meeting led to any agreement between the two. However, on Sunday, the British newspaper Mail on Sunday revealed a new poll that showed that of the available Tories standing for leadership, Boris Johnson would have the best chance of leading the Conservative Party to victory over the Labour Party of led by Sir Keir Starmer, in the next general election, which Starmer is pushing for sooner rather than later. Anyway, Johnson and Sunak met on Saturday night, 8 p.m. The meeting reportedly lasted about 3.5 hours. Johnson arguing that if he re-entered number 10 Downing Street with Sunak at his side, it would involve a divisive battle that would further weaken the Tories in the upcoming general election. Allies claiming that Johnson's hand is strengthened by polls showing that he would win any, he'd be most likely to win the ballot if they put it to all Tory members. As of this recording, only Sunak, of those who've publicly announced for leadership, a Penny Mordaunt being one other who has already declared her interest in running for leadership of the party. Only Sunak showing the minimum 100 nominations needed from among the party to qualify for the ballot. But there are a lot. There have been some reports that some Tory members are saying what we're telling the press and what we're going to do on the secret ballot are two different things. So Johnson right now showing 59 votes or 59 nominations, not enough to qualify for the ballot, but it appears he may have the minimum 100 needed. It's just that the Tories don't want to say so publicly, because, again, this is kind of awkward. One way or another, though, we'll know who's the next prime minister of the United Kingdom by this coming Friday. Topic number three, the missing producer. An ABC News investigative journalist disappeared 6 months ago. Nobody really knows what's happened to him. On April 27th, James Meek tweeted out a single word, facts, F-A-C-T-S, facts, above another Twitter post from a retired CIA officer who stated that this Ukrainian civil war was an 8-year lab experiment on Russia's military tactics, techniques, and procedures. In other words, NATO, the United States, and the West, learning a lot about Russian military strategy and tactics from what is going on in Ukraine. Now, this is the last time to date that James Meek has posted, well, not just on Twitter, but anywhere on the internet. He seems to have dropped into a black hole. Both online and in real life, he has gone missing since the end of April, and nobody is quite aware of what's going on. What's even more curious is that just hours after that tweet was posted, vehicles, apparently FBI, blocked off the roads around Meek's apartment in Arlington, Virginia, and then raided his apartment. Neighbors interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine, which has published a story on this incident, said that police cruisers, official-looking cars with blacked-out windows, and even an armored tactical vehicle or two were seen on this street. Officials entered Meek's apartment, left again, at least 10 of them being heavily armed, according to witnesses, but Meek apparently did not leave the scene with the authorities, and he has not been seen since. Don't know if he's gone underground or if he is now incarcerated. It is a mystery. Again, ABC investigative news producer James Meek missing since the end of April, and nobody knows why. Topic number two, New York's subway. Be careful if you're going to New York City and plan to use the subway. On Saturday, an innocent bystander became the 13th person so far this year to be shoved onto the subway tracks. Surveillance video released by New York police, disturbing, shows a man in a yellow sweatshirt underneath a black jacket, just for no apparent reason, hitting a passerby with what looks like a football blocking type move, just to knock the gentleman on the left of the screen here onto the tracks. Now, thankfully, he was not killed. He was not struck by a train, suffered an injury to his shoulder, but wasn't even robbed. I mean, his blue bag went with him onto the tracks. The assailant went back, picked up the bag that he dropped, and ran out of the subway station. This has happened 13 times so far this year, and some of these attacks have proven fatal as people were struck by trains. It's astonishing. This is so unbelievable that it strikes us that this must be supernatural. What is the spirit in New York right now that is leading to this type of attack occurring? This is the third time this past week, by the way, that this happened. But New York City's Mayor Eric Adams says, no, there's no crime wave in the city of New York, no crime wave in the subway. It's just the public's perception because the media is blowing it out of proportion. Coming up, when does a single public toilet cost $1.7 million? I'll tell you next on 5 and 10.
So the warfare is expanding, folks, in our midst. We can talk about all kinds of things these days. Nephilim and aliens and all of these things. And I go, okay, but there's something right in front of us, pressing right now, impacting our children, our youth, impacting the adults in the church, and it's turning people into zombies, and we need to wake up. We need to walk in ultimate reality. Ultimately, it boils down to this. It's the same thing going back to what happened to me when I got saved. Why did I leave those things behind? Because suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw reality. And one of the biggies was I recognized that there is a day of judgment. There is a hell. There is eternal consequences. And so as the church reclaims the fear of the Lord, and we can't pass on the fear of the Lord to others unless we're walking in it ourselves. Satan is stepping in. He's using technology. He's using media. He's using chemicals and drugs. He's using false spirituality. He's using everything he can, again, to cause society to be that society that's just walking off a cliff. I think this is actually an issue that is emerging as one of the premier issues at the forefront of pastoral ministry in the days that we're living in.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. Apparently, this is the Golden Toilet, a $1.7 million public restroom in San Francisco. And already you're saying, ah, that explains a lot. This project, by the way, typical San Francisco street scene on the screen behind me here. The project is for the Noe Valley neighborhood, N-O-E, Noe Valley neighborhood, which wants a public toilet for the town square. Makes sense, not a bad idea, but the problem is the cost. The price tag is an eye-watering $1.7 million. Now, when the public began to react, said there is no way this should cost $1.7 million, California Governor Gavin Newsom stepped in and said we are not going to allocate state funds. The state funds that had been allocated for this will be withheld by the state government until the project cost can be brought down to a more manageable level. Because frankly, this is ridiculous, even for San Francisco, which is notorious for its exceedingly high rent, which is hard to understand given its homeless population and streets clogged with homeless, with discarded needles, with human excrement, and much, much more. San Francisco has got a poor track record on housing. It's got the approval process to get anything built is Byzantine, to say the least. The green light for the $1.7 million toilet obviously infuriated many residents of the Bay Area. Not helping matters is the fact that the time frame for getting it built is 2 years. 2 years. Now, what's even worse is that the plumbing for the toilet is already there. When the town square plaza was constructed several years ago, they installed the plumbing. They just didn't allocate money for the toilet. Now look, you got a spot for it. You got the plumbing already in place. I'm pretty sure here in the Ozarks, we could get it done in 2 weeks, maybe even 2 days. 2 years? Well, the city said, here's the reason why. The city will share with the community plans for feedback. It will head to the Arts Commission's Civic Design Review Committee, comprised of two architects, landscape architect, and two other design professionals who, under city charter, conduct a multi-phase review of all city projects on public land, ranging from buildings to bathrooms to historic plaques, fences, and lamps. The project will then head to the Rec and Park Commission and the Board of Supervisors, and then it will be subject to review under California's Environmental Quality Act. Then, finally, after all of that, the city will put it up for bid. Hence, $1.7 million for a 150-square-foot bathroom. Look, a house with four bathrooms costing $1.7 million is extravagant. A single 12-by-12 facility with one hole. Why anybody at this point willingly chooses to live in San Francisco is beyond my limited comprehension. Well, SkyWatch TV's fall virtual conference, just a couple of weeks away. It goes live on the web on November 4th, and by that I mean the videos all become available for you to watch on your schedule on November 4th. You set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order that you choose to watch it. Cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, dynamic speakers like Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, archaeology experts like Aaron Lipkin, apologists like Dr. Egal Gurman, Dr. Mike Spaulding, much, much more. You get the complete list of speakers at DefenderConference.com, but as an added bonus, free access to all six feature-length documentary films from SkyWatch Films, including the most recent, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. All of that, 90 days access beginning November 4th. You'll find information and a place to register online now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. Is the name of God encoded into your DNA? Yes. Yes, it is. That means every single cell in your body, and you've got several trillion of them. Yes, that is a fact. This week's program on SkyWatch TV is jaw-dropping, based on the new book by Pastor Carl Gallups, The Yeshua Protocol, one of three new books from Defender Publishing that'll be featured over the next few weeks. Don't miss this program. I mean, this is mind-boggling, jaw-dropping stuff. And just, if this doesn't make you appreciate the creation into which we've all been placed, nothing will. Our broadcast schedule is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. Bring our programming right to you, directly to you, by adding the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or your mobile device with our free mobile app. So we've got apps for Roku, Apple TV, iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free. The benefit of the mobile app is that you also get news updates three times a week and a calendar of upcoming events featuring SkyWatch TV personalities. Again, it is free. We got links to the app stores to make things easy for you posted at the website. That's skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.